You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
You talked over the little intro thing there. So evidently Rob is leaving for the day.
I'm sorry.
Bye, Rob.
Bye, Rob.
Have a nice day. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Oopsie.
Well.
I was trying to be friendly.
Yeah, and nobody expects any professionalism at this point.
Not out of me.
No.
Not out of you. I don't care. Nobody cares.
Yeah. So, you seem like you're in a good mood today, Jody. Are you?
I'm a good actress.
You are good.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, it's been a while.
Since I've been in a good mood?
Yeah.
You a lie.
Everybody's been talking about
nobody
it.
Talking about nothing.
Everybody's talking about it. They had a neighborhood watch meeting saying that they need to keep an eye on you.
Okay.
Because you're running around all vicious.
I've been great.
Listen, there is something that we'll just be honest with you about. There's a place called Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, and they're the sponsor of TJ and Jody's house. And it's really a big deal to us. You know, whenever somebody will take a chance on advertising and spending their money with us because they believe in what we have here and it's unorthodox, you know, it's being still a new venture outside of just being a radio show. And the really nice people at Sweet Dreams, Greg and Katie, they are, they're great, along with the whole Dream team there. Mm-hmm. And it would really, really do us a big favor if you go shop with them. And it's not like we're asking you to go buy stuff that sucks, because it doesn't. It's great. Their furniture is great. If it's good enough for Jody to outfit her entire living room in it, then it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you can go in there and you can feel the material and look at it and all, and then they can make the furniture out of that material.
Mm-hmm. And many, many choices.
And it's super comfortable. Like these chairs that we have are super comfortable. They recline and swivel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which recline and swivel was the first title of the show that Ace and I wanted to do when we were young. We were going to, instead of being called Ace and TJ, we were going to be called Recline and Swivel.
Recline and Swivel.
Recline and Swivel in the morning. Now.
That sounded dirty.
No, it didn't. They have great delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last time they delivered furniture to our house, it was I was there alone, so I had to let them in and all of that stuff, which is not really my thing.
Right.
But they were super nice and helpful, and sometimes I tend to be a little negative, and so I was saying, there's no way that's fitting through this door. You're not going to fit that through this door.
Okay.
And you know what? They did it easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet you didn't complain.
No, I didn't. The only thing I stressed about Todd was having to answer the door. I don't normally do that.
Mm-hmm. Getting right up off the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of furniture, you know, chairs and couches and love seats and all that, along with obviously, since they're called Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, they're going to have great mattresses, very comfortable, top-of-the-line stuff. So go to acetj.com/mattress, acetj.com/mattress, and check out all the stuff that they have. And please, if you don't need furniture right now and you hear somebody else does, tell them to check out Sweet Dreams.
Sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Good, Jody. Very good. That's awesome. Look at you. Look at you. You're getting so big.
I know. I know.
Throwing out your own slug lines.
I know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a lot of stuff going on in our life right now. Busyness. And we always like to tell you about our busyness. and you know, other things. And I'm going to tell Jody what happened to me today during the show.
Oh.
And I'm sure I will not get made fun of it, but made fun of for it at all. So we'll get to all that next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay. Hello, neighbors. Friends.
I see you have on your pale pink shirt today.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to ask you about. The last time I wanted to wear this shirt that Jody calls, it's not light pink.
Pale pink.
It's pale pink. Uh-huh. Pale, but she says pale, like P-E-L-L-P-E-L-L.
Pale pink.
Yeah.
It looks good now.
Yeah, the last time I was going to wear it, she goes, I wouldn't wear that. I said, well, you bought it for me. Why would I not? She goes, well, you're not tan enough yet to wear that.
Yeah, it washes you out.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, though. You're tan right now. Yeah.
Savage. Mm-hmm. I'm savage.
No, I was just
You scare me, Todd. Don't scare me. So, Jody.
Yes?
May I call you Jody?
Maybe.
During the last segment of the regular old morning show today, Riggins was doing a thing, and we're all laughing and giggling and, you know, knee slapping and whatnot.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I got hit with something.
What?
An attack.
Are you serious?
Yeah. On the air.
Were you laughing that hard?
I don't know. It's not caused by laugh. An attack is what we refer to in my home is a hemorrhoid attack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, like, you were like, ha, ha.
Uh-huh, and then all of a sudden I was like, no. Because it comes out of nowhere,
what
and it's just like.
The attack, or do I need to know?
It's, okay, well, first of all, I've had this problem since I was a teenager. And the doctors have said that it started from lifting heavy weights and straining a lot. And so it just flares up from time to time. You get hemorrhoids. And when they flare up, it's a swelling and a burning and just the worst pain that you could imagine. That's not something like being shot or you know, attacked with something. Have you ever had an ingrown toenail?
Yes.
All right. as painful as that is, a hemorrhoid attack is 10 times more painful. It will sometimes it makes me dizzy and I almost pass out from the pain. It's so bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So everywhere I go, I have to have.
And he has a high pain tolerance. He's yeah. He's not a typical man.
Yeah. Yeah. Tox
well, I don't want to get into that, but I have medication, and I have to have it like a person who's highly allergic to something has to have an EpiPen around. I have to have that medicine around every. It's in my truck. It's in the bathroom at home. It's in my bag over there. You know, always available because you. It's,
thank goodness.
It's and when I say it's an attack, it's an attack. Like
you laugh
like
too hard.
It's like you know, Maverick is attacking my butt and firing off rockets.
All right.
I'll be the laugh. I'm sorry.
No, I mean you know it's all, nothing else
so do you,
to do.
Really? Do you think
about
you laugh too hard? And you
no.
Should, like
I just don't know. It comes out of nowhere sometimes, and I've never had it happen when I'm laughing. I was laughing too
so
hard.
So you were like,
yeah, and then you try to start thinking about, okay, well, maybe not. Maybe that wasn't. Maybe it was, oh, I got to go.
Did you take off out of here?
Yeah, as soon as the segment was over. Luckily, it was at the end of the
segment.
Were
they segment. Like, what in the world?
Yeah, well, Ace knew, you know, because we've worked together for so long.
Yeah.
And anytime I take my backpack into the bathroom.
He's like, ooh. Yeah, right. It's not like you're
a freak
woman
going in there. It's like my backpack. Well, hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom. Where's my backpack? You never know. I might need a notebook.
Goodness, that's awful.
I know. And it's also not good news if that is what is maybe a pattern to be developed before we get in the car tomorrow and drive 14 hours or however long we go. 12 hours. 12.
10.
It's usually 12.
It's 10, boy.
We don't
do all
Florida.
Did I just pass
hey.
You?
Hey.
Did I just pass you?
No, I'm recording the podcast with your mama.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to tell you there's a huge black snake. I thought that was your car, and I was going to tell you to look at it.
A huge black snake?
Yeah, it was giant. I thought it was just like a piece of tire like you see sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But it was a snake.
Ooh. Did you run over it?
Okay. No, it was on the other side. But okay. I thought that was your truck, so sorry.
Okay, no problem. Recording. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, I always forget. All right.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Oh. She does love me.
More than her mama.
Yeah. You mean more than her mom loves me? Of course. I mean, that's well, easy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, so she saw a snake. Must be close to the house.
I know.
Ooh, it's coming for you.
It's okay. I have a lot of pets now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jody has, we talked about last week, she's gotten into watching the foxes across the street, but now she goes out every night and she looks at wildlife off the front porch and off the back porch, the screen porch.
I do. I'm
like
Snow White.
The foxes are in the front, mm-hmm. and the deer and the crows are in the back.
And I have a few little squirrel friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about our little turtle?
Oh, yeah. There was a turtle the other day.
We have a little turtle.
Uh-huh. He wasn't
I have
big,
a picture of him. He's cute.
But it was a land turtle. It wasn't one of those disgusting sea turtles.
He was cute.
I hate a sea turtle.
That's rude.
They're horrible. They're the rats of the ocean.
They're swimming, minding their business. Stop. Mm.
Ugh, I hate them, especially the baby ones.
Oh, my gosh. Rude.
Yeah, but we didn't keep that turtle. We set it free.
But I don't think I'd be loving a snake. Mm-mm. No.
A black snake is cool.
I know. Well.
You can always tell whether they're a good snake or a bad snake by
the shape of their head.
Yeah, if they have jaws.
Sure.
You know, like a diamond-shaped head.
Not good.
Then, yeah, that means they've
get
got,
out.
They're venomous.
I'm not going to get close enough, though, and I probably won't have my glasses to even see that.
Yeah.
So I'll just stay away, period.
Yeah, Regan said your glasses are so big you can see the moon.
I don't care.
Your big old ass glasses.
Well, he sure was loving them the other day during that meeting.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jody, since now she works for the company.
Oh, my God.
The big old ass glasses.
Like windshields.
I love them.
she works in some capacity for the company because it's a family business.
But I really don't.
You help Adam with things. And,
yeah, I'm Adam's and assistant.
Yeah, and you sell commercials.
I do. I try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a salesperson, but
right.
You know.
But anyway, Adam felt that Jody needed to be in this meeting that we had last Friday. Mine and Ace's part of the meeting was, what time did we get finished?
Like
5.
It was late.
Like 5:30, say 5:30. So Ace and I started at 2. And then after an hour, then another part of the show came in, and then another. So,
and I asked him, I sent him an email and said, what time do I need to be there?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, anytime after 3.
Yeah. No, it wasn't like people were like, oh, Jody's late or anything like that.
Not like people needed me there, period.
Yeah. I know. So the meeting went on, and I could tell, and Jody's thinking, well, why am I
comfortable?
Why am I here for? Because some of it was arguing.
It's weird.
And, you know, hashing things out and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through all that, and Jody was thinking the whole time, well, when is it going to get to the part that's relevant to me? Why am I here or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam wraps up the meeting and goes, and okay, before we go, Jody, I'll get with you later about what I needed to talk to you about.
I'm glad y'all found that funny. I had crap to do.
Yeah,
and that was so rude.
The meeting was at Hyatt Centric, our hotel in South Park of Charlotte. So we were in our conference room there, and Jody comes in with her suitcase because we were spending the night because, you know, Adam had other, you know, we were going to dinner with Adam and all that. It was a Friday night, so we could stay out later. And she just comes dragging her suitcase in there, and it's sitting over in the corner the whole time. And then Adam goes, man, I'll get with you. Oh, all she had to do was come into the conference room, and I could have given her the key to the room. And you could have gone in there and taken a nap
or
whatever, rested up.
I know. I could have gone across the street to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been anywhere but where I was. I was like, this is, why am I here? I don't want to hear this. I don't care. I don't want to be here. It's weird.
And I know we were talking about some stuff that you had no idea what it was about.
Nor did I care.
I know.
I did not care one bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, after time, I look over and you're spinning in your chair, looking out the window, not paying attention. I'm like, he's lost. He's not even. Riggins is playing with my glasses, taking videos of himself. I'm just like, what are we doing? What is going on here?
Everybody knows that I can't handle long stretches like that of meetings. I lose it and my mind is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I told somebody the other day, it's more tiring for me. Like, I'm more tired coming out of a long meeting like that, mm-hmm, than I would be if I worked in the field for all afternoon.
Yeah.
If I was out like working, hard working, I wouldn't be as tired as coming out of that meeting.
Adam, don't you ever ask me to do that again, because I'm going to be busy.
Or you'd be like Riggins said, you'll be in Peru.
I'll be in Peru.
Yeah, you look for me, I'm in Peru.
Yeah.
Don't even try to find me.
I'm not doing it. You and I have meetings on the phone, not in conference room.
Or when he's at our house.
Whatever.
Meet away.
It's 5 minutes with me.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the point, move on.
But I think what he was really going for there was, I mean, we're about to do something that's exciting and good, you know, a breakthrough, so to speak.
We didn't even get to that when I was there.
Yeah, I know, but he started with some of that. Mm-hmm. And I think it was his intention was to be like a team. We're feeling everybody's on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he included you on that. And I actually told him, I said, hey, Jody doesn't need to be involved in the in the step-by-step process of all of the inner workings of the show and all of that stuff. Mainly because I don't need you up in my business is the main thing.
Just so you know, I paid no attention, so I have no idea what went on.
Good.
Don't care. Don't want to be in your business. Don't want to talk to you about work. None of it. So you
and I know, and I told him that was a deal that we had. Yeah, you and I have an understanding.
I have zero desire to talk to you about anything.
And then he said, well, just the things that I need her for are, it wouldn't have anything to do. I just need her to do this. And so,
why was he calling there?
This was after that, maybe. He says administration things, mm-hmm. and administrative mm-hmm. things. Like you're already doing. You're helping him with some of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But.
And y'all don't want to hear about that.
But the reason that I'm saying it is because I'm trying to get you out of ever having to do any meetings or anything.
Good. Well, you don't have to because I'm just going to be like, no. You don't have to try to get me out. I'll just uh-huh. point blank say no.
Yeah.
You and I will talk on the phone or when you're here and leave it at that. I don't need to know anybody else's business, anything mm-hmm. going on here. Don't care. Don't want to know. Mm-mm.
Right. You know, you should have seen her face when the strippers showed up. She was like, what? That's what we do at meetings.
I could have gone on to happy hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like you didn't catch up at the bar after we were finished. I mean.
Yeah.
Drinking screwdrivers.
Then I ended up having to go to a business dinner meeting with you and Ace and him.
But that wasn't as much business as it was just we needed to eat.
Yeah.
Well, and y'all got to eat. I didn't.
No. Hmm. I split a steak with my husband, Adam. We yeah. shared our meal.
And all I ordered was a plain cheeseburger. And as usual, not only was it wrong. Which happens to me everywhere we go. This was a nice restaurant, like I guess would be considered a steakhouse kind of place. Mm. And I ordered my burger medium well, and it came out, and it was barely medium rare. I mean, it was it was close to being raw. And that would have been fine to have it go back and have them cook it a little more. I wouldn't have minded. I'm used to that.
But you wouldn't have had them do it because you all okay. We'll address that in a minute. Anyway. Okay.
Let me finish.
Okay.
If she would have come back and checked on us right after we got the food, I would have said, yeah, if you could just cook this a little while longer, whatever, that'd be great. But she never came back to the table. And by the time she came, it was checking to see if we wanted dessert. And I had cut the burger in half and it was just sitting there bleeding all over the place. And, I said, yeah, can you just take this off the bill? Because it wasn't, you know, it's not. She goes, no, that is not medium well. And I said, no, it's not.
That was gross.
And so I ate the fries, and that was it.
Then it happened again Saturday.
Remember?
Another burger.
Yeah. But wait a minute.
I tried again.
Where were we for? Oh, yeah, that because I was still craving the cheeseburger.
That he never got.
Yeah, and so the next night we went to a place that has good cheeseburgers, and it comes out and it's not cooked right.
Again.
So they did. I did send that one back. They recooked it and it was fine. Mm-hmm. But I tried eating it at first and it tasted like iron. Tastes like metal. That's how raw
it was. And
it was
making a little puddle of.
Yeah. Ew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I tried.
This is day two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Day three.
So then we were at another place out on the, we were on the boat with my little friend Jenny and her husband, St. Michael.
St. Michael.
And we went to a place that we go all the time and they have good pizzas. Those are individual pizzas. And I ordered beef and bacon because they have the choices there. You can build your own thing. So I just said beef and bacon. And it comes to the table and it's pepperoni and bacon.
Jeez Louise.
And then by that time, I know because it took a long time for the order to come out to begin with. And I said, I don't want to have to wait on another because it'll take forever. So I just said, don't worry. You just take it off the bill. And no, let me get you another. I said, no. And they kept on and on and on. And finally, I just said, no, I'm good. And then everybody at the table starts saying, let him do another one. Let him cook it. He wants another. I was like, no, I don't. Just take it off the bill. I don't make a big deal out of it. Everybody else makes a huge deal out of it.
But you make everybody feel like it makes us feel bad that you're not going to get something to eat. And here's the thing. When people tell you to order and go ahead, you're not putting anybody at that table out. We'll sit there and have another beer. We'll converse and talk. It's not a big deal. But then you start, no. You do that a lot.
Because I'm trying to be considerate. And y'all are making me out to be the bad guy when I'm trying to be considerate and be the extra nice guy.
Okay, but
so then, you don't have to sit there and wait
but
for
we don't
me
care.
To get.
So here's the deal. I get it. You're trying to be nice and you say it. Okay. No, y'all don't want. And then we go, no, honestly, we're fine. Otherwise, because if we weren't, we'd be like, we wouldn't say anything. But then you turn into kind of mean.
Because how many times do I have to say, being the nice guy, no, I don't want another one? And then I just get bombed with, yes, you do.
Because we're sitting
order
there.
That. And then somebody at the table telling the waitress, yes, make him another one. Because, and I'm like, no, don't. I don't.
But
don't
why?
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I say that 15, 16 times.
But you do want it.
And after a while, I like, just shut up. Let me speak to this person and tell her what I want and don't want.
But you do want it.
No.
Or you would have ordered it. And we don't mind sitting there and having a few beverages.
Okay, but what if I wanted to leave? What if I was ready to go and didn't want to wait extra for the next pizza to come out?
Nobody cares.
Right. And it's just, I could understand it. I could understand because y'all make it a scene.
You make it a scene.
I don't need help when I'm telling them to not make me another one. I do not need any help with that. But you know, we've got everybody at the table then starts, you know, making it out like I'm being ridiculous.
No, but just so you know, you're sitting here saying how nice you are. Everybody at the table is trying to be nice as well by making sure that you get something to eat because everybody's hungry, just so you know. Everybody at the table is being nice as well. Nobody's trying to bombard you or be mean to you. People are trying to be kind to you to make sure that you get some food. So it goes both ways. Yeah.
By getting mad at me and causing a scene when I say,
we don't get
I
mad.
Don't want that.
You get mad.
You sound pretty mad to me right now.
I am right now because I'm trying to explain to you that we were trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Y'all
well,
vacation.
Well, I don't.
Apart.
But I don't. Please, then, if you want to be nice, please. I'm begging you. And, Jenny, I know you're listening to this at some point. I'm begging you. I get it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for trying to be nice. But if you want to be nice, then don't do that. Because it does make it seem awkward for me, and it causes a scene.
Okay.
And it just please I'll let me do yeah. it. Let me starve.
Okay, I am.
Please.
I am.
Thank you.
You're such a pain.
Oh, my God.
Todd, do you understand what I'm saying, too?
I see both sides of it.
You see both sides?
I see both sides.
Yes. And I'm not saying that he's wrong, but do you see where I'm saying people are trying to be kind to him? Because if you were the one sitting at the table, you would do the same thing. You would say, no, go ahead.
If a person turns down the kindness, then
you've also been in his shoes where I feel like if it didn't come out right, I'm like, I'm done. Like, even though I might be hungry, I'm just like, I don't feel, I'm like,
yeah. It's not worth
it. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. I would rather finish, everybody finish up because they're already halfway finished and we could get back on the boat sooner.
Yeah.
Rather than sit there and wait on another pizza. But if you're trying to be kind to somebody and they refuse it, which is what I'm doing, like, thank you, but, you know, I don't need it. I don't need it.
All right. Well, I'm done. No more.
Okay. Thank
y'all heard it here, folks.
Thank you.
I'm not saying another word.
That would be.
Because it is going to happen again. Because it happens
every day.
Every day.
Every day.
So I'm just going
to
be like.
And I'm used to handling it.
Okay.
I'm so used to it.
Okay. I'm going to start packing crackers in my purse, I guess.
That would be sweet.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Here. So that can I do that?
Yes.
When it doesn't come?
Absolutely.
Throw you the pack of crackers?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now we've found common ground. I love you, Jody. And I love you for your intentions.
Uh-huh.
I just don't like pushy.
You're pushy too, boy.
It's like shopping at Buckle.
My God, what is it, 1990?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking for a shirt. I don't need any jeans. I've told you three times I don't need jeans. And while I'm in here trying on the shirt, you throw a pair of jeans over the door.
All right. We get it. Just suffer. Yeah,
seriously, though, back when I used to shop at Buckle, there were times I wanted to just rip that place apart. I said I don't want jeans. I got plenty of jeans, and they came from here. I've got all your jeans. Just let me try on the shirt. Next thing you know, a pair of shoes hits me in the head. Look, I found these shoes that go with that shirt. Boom. No thanks. All right, well, we didn't even get to talk about all of our busyness.
Well, we solved a problem.
Yeah. Now it's got to get that other one to get in on the deal.
Oh, I'm going to, don't worry. I'll tell her.
All right, good. That would be perfection.
Just tell St. Michael, he'll handle it.
Yeah. And poor St. Michael, he's offering food off of his plate.
Uh-huh.
He's like, take it.
I'm not going to eat all this. Which I appreciate.
I'm going to tell St. Michael to not say anything either.
You can offer food.
Here and there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, that's good. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this has been a fun day before vacation edition of TJ and Jody's House, which is when we have recorded this masterpiece. Now, will this run while we're on vacation?
That's up to you.
Yeah. So we'll still be one short, won't we?
Yeah.
I think you have one in the archives.
Oh, yeah. We never ran the one with Boy.
Oh, y'all still have that one?
Uh-uh. Rob said you never sent it to him from the video, or like you had the video.
He said the video didn't record.
Did he?
It didn't record y'all video. Y'all did the GoPros or something.
Yeah, we did a GoPro.
Oh. He's got the audio from it.
Okay.
The
audio would be good.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So do you want to do Boy next week and then this one the week when y'all come
back? We'll figure it out when we're not on the microphones.
Right now,
yeah.
I mean,
and then let's talk about it in a meeting.
What do y'all think?
In a meeting for a few hours, and then we'll tell Jody.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.